Hi, I am Kelly Byrne from Central Park Carriages located in New York City, USA. I am going to discuss an important topic about different attractions to explore in and around Central Park, NYC. Southgate Bar and Restaurant. No visit to Central Park is complete without drinks and treats at Southgate Bar and Restaurant. Situated in the heart of Central Park, it's the perfect place to unwind after a stroll in the fresh air. Who knew enjoying a drink in the big city could be so enjoyable? Come on down to Southgate Bar and Restaurant to take the taste of our chocolate cupcakes and sweet treats. When the sun sets over Central Park, guests are invited to enjoy their favorite cocktails and spirits at Southgate Bar and Restaurant, which offers full lounge seating and shared plates through late evening hours only. Central Park is home to an eclectic selection of restaurants for all occasions, including culinary experiences like Southgate Bar and Restaurant. The recently renovated venue easily accommodates approximately 150 people and has stunning views of Central Park. The Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, located on Liberty Island in New York Harbor, is more than just a national monument. This statue was a gift to Americans from the people of France as a gift of friendship and has become known as a universal symbol for political freedom and democracy. The park's hours are currently from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and a limited number of tickets are available to experience a special insider's view of the Lady Liberty. Call 1-866-STATUE if you are calling from within the U.S., 212-269-5755 from outside. For more information on tickets or visit www.statuereservations.com. Central Park. It was created in 1858, inspired by landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted. Olmsted's design, which he created on the site of an old Dutch farm, was modeled on English parks. Its central feature is a 2.5-mile-long lake, the Ellipse, where cows and sheep grazed during some of the park's earlier years. The park has a number of large, formal gardens, as well as meadows, groves of trees, and miles of pathways. There is a zoo, a children's museum, a botanical garden, a number of playgrounds and fields, and a large number of sports facilities. There are also a number of fountains, including the famous Bethesda Fountain, and the lake is crossed by several bridges. The park is open year-round, and is the site of a number of festivals, concerts, and other cultural events. The Central Park Conservancy is a private non-profit organization that maintains the park. The park is popular with joggers, cyclists, and horse carriages. The park's popularity, horse and carriage service in New York City. Central Park Zoo and horse carriages. If you go to Central Park, you will want to see both Central Park Zoo and horse carriages. But you won't be able to do both. If you want to see both, you will need to sacrifice one of them. The horse carriages, as you might imagine, are an attraction that almost everyone has heard of, and is, in fact, one of the reasons many people visit Central Park. It's a nice, romantic, fairy tale kind of attraction. Central Park Zoo. The Central Park Zoo is one of the most famous attractions in New York, and one of the most delightful. The Central Park Zoo is very good at showing these two different ways of seeing. There is a big cage, and the animals in it are big. Every zoo has animals that make people happy. Many of the best zoos in the world are located in cities. Central Park Zoo in New York has some of the most interesting animals in the world. It also attracts a lot of tourists, and that makes me nervous. The zoo is big and beautiful, with streams, ponds and waterfalls. But what's inside? There are bears and tigers and lions, of course. But the zoo also has Komodo dragons, pachyderms, lemurs, monkeys, giraffes, eagles, storks, flamingos and all sorts of other birds. There are also zebras, goats and donkeys, kangaroos and wallabies. Experience the beauty of Central Park with a horse and carriage ride. I recommended this company to Central Park Carriages. Central Park Carriages has been proudly serving Central Park since 1979. They provide one of the best sightseeing experiences in NYC. Leave Central Park with a memory to last for a lifetime for you, your family and friends. Feel free to contact us for your Central Park horse carriage needs. You should know carriage ride regulations. All rides are subject to New York City rules and regulations and ordinances. 1. Summer restrictions: no carriage may operate above 89 degrees. It is suggested that you watch the weather reports during the summer months. Often the authorities will send the carriages home at 87 degrees. 2. Winter restrictions: no carriage may operate below 19 degrees or during blizzards. ASPCA has, on occasion, sent horses home on short notice when it snows. 3. Police blockades or visits from important political figures visiting New York City may cause streets to be closed down. If the carriage is unable to gain access to your pickup point, the carriage company cannot take responsibility. 4. Carriage capacity: 4 adults per carriage, or 3 adults and 2 kids under the age of 12, or 2 adults and 3 kids under the age of 12, or 1 adult and 4 kids under the age of 12. 5. Monday to Friday rides start at 10 a.m., Saturday and Sunday rides start at 9 a.m. 6. No rides below 34th Street. This is NYC law. Central Park Carriages guarantees that their rides are safe and reliable. This New York attraction also provides horse-drawn carriage rides for birthday parties, weddings, and other special occasions. For more information on Central Park, visit the official site at www.centralpark.org. Thank you for listening.